Go. Oh.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, working overtime today. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And you can also watch us on Twitch and put your comments in the comment section. Given that another day, we'll see how that goes. It's a Tuesday. Usually everybody's in a bad mood, but it's not really a Tuesday because most of you guys are going to have Thursday, Friday off, so it's kind of a Thursday.
Now we're going to kind of
work Friday, so there's kind of a Wednesday for us, sort of, in a weird way.
Let's just call it Tuesday, and then we'll appreciate Thursday when it comes around because it's like, oh wait, we got the day off.
Yeah, I know, but there's always a different. Whenever you have a day off in the middle of the week, it's always kind of a different pace to the week. So, but yeah, I don't want to treat it like a Tuesday because everybody's always in a bad mood on a Tuesday. I don't want that. I don't want everybody to have fun today.
All right.
They got to be excited about your soccer team winning. That's the big thing.
They won?
Apparently.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Suck on that.
Apparently, the poor England got cheated out of a gold. So. But you know what? We also cheated them out of a country, so.
I did read something about soccer today.
Really?
Yeah, I read from Sue Bird, who I had no idea was Megan Rapinoe's girlfriend. Was anyone in this room aware of that?
I did not know that.
Aaron,
Are we allowed to have cross-sport relationships?
Well, I wasn't sure, but yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, you are.
Isn't Sue Bird, like, really tall?
Sue Bird is 5'9".
Okay. Never mind then.
So
that's not tall.
But she wrote an article on the Players Tribune called "So the President Effing Hates My Girlfriend." And she wrote a bunch of stuff about soccer, and I was glancing through it and I was like, oh. All right. Yeah, okay. I just wanted to see what she said, if she said any charged up stuff about the president. And, I mean, she threw some shade, but not really. And, I mean, she's an open lesbian, so she's obviously, there's some shade to be thrown there. And she hints at it pretty all throughout this story. It's a long-ass story, by the way.
Okay, well, I
don't recommend reading it. Here's the the important stuff. In the end, she said, "I was planning on making some points and going in, but then I thought about it some more, and to tell you the truth, I'm kind of done with talking about the equal pay debate."
Oh, no. Really?
Which, listen, I will say this. For this women's soccer team should be making more money than the men's soccer team.
That I agree with.
It's not about equal pay. It's about being paid for what you produce and what you bring back from a money standpoint. And I'm not I'm not Darren Rovell or an economist.
Thank Tebow that you're not Darren Rovell.
But it appears to me by everything that I'm reading that the women's national team brings in more in sponsorship money. And obviously is a more successful product than the men's soccer team. Yet the women are paid significantly less than the men. Now, to me, that is trash.
I agree.
But Sue Bird, she's got a little bit of a dual agenda here. Because while her girlfriend plays for the U.S. women's team, and she thinks she should get, she says equal money. I say she should get more money.
Agree.
Than the men.
Agree.
But she throws in, if you're not on the right side of this fight and advocating fiercely for equal pay, whether it's in soccer or basketball or in any other industry across every intersectional boundary, then I just straight up feel bad for you because you're sad and wrong and going down. So I'm sad and wrong and going down because...
Let's see. Am I sad? No. Am I wrong? Maybe. Am I going down? No.
She says, I feel that in my bones increasingly over these last several months, having seen my colleagues in the W, that's the WNBA,
the W,
show we mean business on a new CBA. Okay. Listen, this isn't me being like, I'm not trying to be Al Bundy, woman hater here, but well, let me. You mean meaning business and understanding business are two very different things, Sue Bird. Your product doesn't make any money, so they can't pay you like it does. The reason your male counterparts, as you like to call them, which I mean, the WNBA, comparing itself directly to the NBA is laughable, but. She's saying that because a couple of NBA players have been kind enough to say, hey, these women should be paid a little bit better. You know, the top paid woman in the WNBA, I mean, the highest paid woman in the WNBA makes less money than we do. Now, is that fair? I don't know.
I think we've had a better year than they have.
Yeah. Again, I don't know the economics of how much dough the WNBA is bringing in. But I know when they are forced onto television and I flip the channel by and see six people there watching the game, they can't be making that much. But she says, I feel that in my bones increasingly over these last couple of years, having seen our NBA counterparts start to stick their necks out for us more and more in solidarity and out of respect. And I feel that in my bones increasingly right effing now, having seen these indestructible U.S. Women's National Team women stand up for themselves, and this seriously can't be stressed enough, crack a lawsuit over the heads of U.S. soccer while they go out and grind for a freaking World Cup. Oh, right, and they are literally more profitable than the men. Cool. TLDR, pay us. Again, I'm Team Megan on getting paid more than I can't even name up someone on the men's soccer team. That's how irrelevant they are. Famous men's national team player, you got one?
I know Landon Donovan retired. He was
Jose Altidore.
Yeah, that was my next one.
Okay,
Christian Pulisic. He's like the big young star.
I hadn't even heard of that guy.
Yeah, Never heard of him.
He's like a badass. You guys might.
Alexi Lawless, Landon Donovan, and
Tim Howard.
Yeah, he's
that
dead.
That was the goalie.
He's dead now.
He's dead?
Not dead, but you know, he doesn't play anymore.
I was about to feel real bad.
I don't know. But. Yeah, I can't even name these guys. Now that said, I can't name the girls either.
I can name two of the women.
Hope Solo, who's she's not on the team anymore.
Yeah, only because I've seen her naked.
Who's the girl who... Brandi...
Yeah, she's Chastain.
Long retired.
Chastain. That
I
was
to
the
say
90s.
Brandi Carlile, because
she's long
singer.
Retired, yeah.
And Megan Rapinoe. So it's equal.
Alex Morgan, you know.
Alex Morgan.
Okay. Because everybody's, she's so hot.
No, she's not that hot.
She's not. She's soccer hot. She's a soccer seven.
Yeah. So while I agree that Megan and these women, particularly Megan, because she's the one that seems to be doing all the work.
Didn't play today, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For some reason, she sat out.
Well, no wonder they're getting paid less. A woman's work is never done. So she just decides to sit out a day. But clearly, we're in an era where women's soccer, and you can argue that women's tennis is kind of there too. Like, women's tennis is more popular than men's tennis. So why shouldn't the women
I'd
be
much
getting,
rather watch Serena play than anybody on the men's side.
Why shouldn't the women make more money than the men? If you're making more money for the sport, you should make more money. Now, if you don't make a lot of money for your sport, you should get what you bring in. And the reality is there are men's leagues in Lithuania that make more money than the WNBA because there are more people interested in it. So I can't sit here and say that because you're a woman, you should get paid equal what your male counterparts get. Because then what happens is now I don't even know what team Sue Bird plays on. I think it said it in the top of the article. Seattle.
Seattle something.
The Seattle basketballers.
Seattle Slewers.
I don't think it's the Slewers. That would be a really unfortunate name for a women's sporting team.
Plus, you're putting a horse on them, which that's not cool. Not cool at all.
But now those girls in the WNBA would be making more money than the women's national team soccer players who are out there winning a World Cup. And I can't stand for that either. Because I'll tell you what, if women start getting paid equal in every sport for men, I am going to get a sex change and start a women's pro baseball league. Because
A league of your own?
I'm trying to get that paper, Fred, and it's worth it. It's worth it. I mean, what's a one operation? Big deal. You get that Mike Trout money one time, you're not worried about a penis anymore.
Yeah, but the part of having the money is so that you can use the penis?
After you retire, switch it back.
I guess so.
How many years of Mike Trout's salary do you need to live comfortably
without
for the rest of your life?
Without a penis, probably two.
So 2 years penis free.
Yeah.
You walk out with your 65 mil, get your penis reattached, boom. You're living the dream.
Let's go to break. I have some thoughts on this and that I want to get into, but I think it's not as simple as she's trying to make it. Like, oh, we should all get paid. I agree with the soccer team if they're bringing in more money on their likenesses and what they do. Absolutely. Whether it's male or female, you should get paid more.
Yes.
But there's a lot more to it than this, and we'll get to it when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Several people saying, A.J., no need for an operation these days. You just have to say you identify as a woman.
Boom. Bernardo says, as bad as the guys' team is, they still put more people in the seats. Don't allow the World Cup results to confuse you. Women's soccer outside of the World Cup does not sell. To which I said, check the advertising dollars that are being spent on the women's team versus the men's team. Check the television money. And he says, well, I'm sure during World Cup years, once that's gone, how many 40K stadium are they selling out? And I don't have the answer to that. But how many games do they play in country as the women's national team? And that corporate money, that television money, goes further than ticket money does. And during Olympic years, I mean, it was the same way during the Olympics. It's they're the bigger stars. They have more star power than the men do.
Well, here's where I think this is a much more complicated thing than Sue Bird is making it. And here's why. If a woman's doing the same job as a man in the real world, let's get away from this for a minute.
Okay.
And doing it better and getting better results, she should get more money. Like if we brought a woman in here and our ratings went through the roof because of her, she should get paid more than us. I mean, I think that's, it doesn't matter if you're man, woman, transgender, or if we brought a beaver in here and propped him up,
yeah,
and the beaver got us better ratings and did better than us, the beaver should get more money. Doesn't matter. And the same thing, if the soccer team for the women is doing better, absolutely, they should get more money. But let's also keep in mind, we're not communists. And part of success, part of getting paid is being successful. And, you know, the WNBA is not successful. So it's a false comparison to say, oh, well, you know, the Women's World Cup team should get paid. The WNBA should get paid. No, it's not the same. There's not a level of success. There's not a level of popularity. If you make a movie, let's say the three of us go and make a movie called Aaron's Big Adventure.
Okay.
And, you know, we go and we get it in theaters and four people go and see it. does Aaron, as the main actor, deserve as much money as any of the actors in Endgame do?
No.
And I mean, that's the point. We're selling things here. That's what society's about. That's what America's about. It's not about communism. Like, oh, well, let's automatically pay these women that nobody goes to the game. And here's where I think it comes from. Title IX.
Yeah.
Because in colleges, yes, you have to do everything equal. Fine with that. Those are public institutions. That's great. But in the real world, in the professional ranks, where everything is based on what money you bring in, well, sorry. You know, equality comes from success. And I think so. And what did it Sue Bird said about us? We're sad. We're what? We're going down.
Yeah, we're sad. We're sad. We're something, and we're going down.
And believe me,
you're wrong.
I support women, especially in this business, more than anybody. And I want to see them succeed. I want to see them get paid. And whether it's women or men, if you're doing a great job, you're bringing in money, you should get paid. It's that simple. If you're not, then you can't sit there and point your finger and say, I should be paid like those guys.
Right.
When you've got 8 people in the stands. It's not as simple as, oh, all this should be the same. And I kind of object to them comparing themselves to women in the workplace, who there's still a lot of disparity there, and that needs to be fixed. But that is not even the same ballpark as the WNBA. And one other thing, and look, you can pick out all you want to target Donald Trump for, but he didn't start this with her. She's the one that created the controversy when somebody asked her, if you guys win, will you go to the White House? And she said, bleep no. And it became a big deal. When all you had to say is, no, that's not for me. I probably wouldn't. Yeah. That's all you had to do. Instead, and so that turns into a controversy. And so somehow Trump hates her girlfriend now because she started it. Nobody says that. Everybody's like, oh, she's such a hero for standing up to Donald Trump. Really? I think she started it. That's all. And see, I hate that you guys have put me in a position where I just defended Donald Trump.
Well, and I don't even know if I feel that way, because, I mean, that's how she feels. Let her say it. It doesn't have to. Not everything has to be a controversy of, like.
But it turned into a controversy because of the way she did it. And
well, you know what made it a controversy? When the president responds to it.
Well, he responds to all that stuff.
So whose fault is that?
That's what he does. But no,
remember when all the other presidents responded to every criticism? No, you don't. Oh, me neither.
Let's see. One guy on the Twitch channel said the British blew a 13 colony lead.
That's not good. Zing.
And somebody else wants to know, how are you liking your Pits and Spits smoker?
I like it. Yeah. Okay. High He's quality smoker.
Thinking about buying one. So
yeah, it's good stuff.
Asking for your advice on it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Christina says, honest question, are the contracts for female athletes structured the same as male athletes, but the numbers and quantities are different? Like, is the same percentage of the league budget put into payroll as it is in the NBA? I don't know. All I know is that the WNBA has lost money since its inception. It has been in the red every year since its inception. And the NBA subsidizes it. So there's really not a way to say this portion of our profit goes to payroll, because there is no profit. There's literally no profit. So imagine having it, and I don't know how long the WNBA has been around now. What, 20 years? Something like that?
Yeah, it's...
Let's say 20 years.
Well, it was in the mid-90s when the Comets were winning all those titles.
So close to 20 years. Imagine you've worked in the same job for 20 years. That job, that company has lost money every single year, but there's still a handful of people making six-figure contracts there. I mean, the math of it just doesn't make sense.
I do remember in the early days that the Comets did sell out like almost every game, and they were really popular. So, you know, at the time, should they have been paid better? Probably. But, You know, it didn't sustain it, and it hasn't. The league hasn't been sustained. I think it's good to have a league, but let's earn the money first. That's all I'm asking.
I mean, if you want to be a female professional athlete, specifically in basketball, I mean, if you want to be a professional female soccer player, clearly there's some money to be made in it. I would think.
No, not really.
It sounds like maybe there's not enough yet.
No, there's not. And but let's also be honest. A lot of these guys in the MLS have to have off-season jobs too.
Yeah.
So
because they don't bring in enough money.
No. Some places do, some don't.
But if you want to make that kind of money, I mean, if you want to make more than what you can make as a WNBA player, maybe go get a different job. Because that's what that pays. That's like me saying, "Well, I want to be I want to do something I love. So I want to work in a record store." Like an old school vinyl shop, but I also want to make $200,000 a year.
Yeah,
I mean, at some point you have to go. Well, we don't really pay vinyl shop employees $200,000 a year, and I'm like, yeah, but that's what I want. You can want it all you want, but there's just not those jobs. There's just not women's basketball jobs that pay $15 million a year. I'm sorry. They don't exist, and there's probably not going to be one made up.
Yeah, and I just think that, you know, if you're going to do it because you love it and not get paid for it, then okay. That's, I was getting paid almost nothing to do radio when I started. And so you make sacrifices if you want to do it.
The WNBA hasn't averaged 8,000 fans per game since 2009.
That's not good.
No. Like, so think about this. I mean, and obviously Houston doesn't have a team, so it's not totally apples to apples, but you want to rent out the Toyota Center for a night, and the Rockets have a certain amount of dates. Now, the Rockets have a deal with their arena that you know, gives them a certain amount of dates for a certain price, obviously. Most teams don't own their actual arenas, right, anymore. It's usually city-owned arenas, and then they pay for dates. Or are they now mostly team-owned, and everybody else pays to have concerts and stuff there? One way or the other.
Yeah.
If you want to do something besides play an NBA game at Toyota Center, it's a significant amount of money to rent that place out for a night.
It is. It's one of the reasons why they chased off the minor league hockey team. There's so much more money to be made.
Doing concerts, right? And things like that.
Yeah.
So think about this. If they had a game, a WNBA game in Houston, and 8,000 people showed up at, I mean, what's a reasonable ticket price? 20 bucks?
20 bucks, yeah.
That's 160 grand.
That doesn't pay for turning the lights on in the place.
It really doesn't.
Well, but you wouldn't play. I wouldn't think you'd play Toyota Center. I think you would rent out for Tita Center, or you.
The problem is all these WNBA games are being played in NBA arenas.
Mm. Well, I know that there's a couple that aren't. Like the Connecticut team doesn't have an NBA team.
No, they play at the Mohegan Sun, the casino.
Which, and if you've got a casino to sponsor you, that's great.
Cool.
So put money up for it. That's fine. But yeah, I haven't. Believe me, I think they actually play pretty interesting basketball. And it's kind of fun to watch. It's just nobody watches it. All right. Let's go to our man, Lawyer Dave, who Lawyer Dave basically crushes the opposition for the Blitzers. And if you've been hurt by bad drugs or you've been in an accident of any kind, who are they supposed to call, Dave?
They should call. They better dial Dave. 713-626-8900. That's for sure.
Yeah, or they can get you on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law, or they can go to LawyerDave.com. But and the most important thing is if they call you, it doesn't cost them a dime until you win their case, right?
That's exactly right. The consultations are always free, and we pay for all the expenses up front. And if you need a doctor and don't have the money, we'll get you to see one without having to come up with any money out of your pocket.
And you know, even if you're over in Beaumont or, you know, Golden Triangle, you'll take care of them, right?
Yep. We are the Blitz family, and I am the Blitz family lawyer. So if you've got a case out in the Golden Triangle, I love that part of the world, and I love to come out there. The drive between here and Beaumont kind of sucks, but the people out there are great.
Yeah, and the best thing about Lawyer Dave is he's going to win, all right? And if you can't afford to go to the doctor, don't worry about that. Just call him. If he takes your case, they're going to take care of that. And give him the number again, Dave. Let him know how they can get in touch.
You can either hit me up through Fred or through my Twitter handle or through my lawyerdave.com or call me at 713-626-8900. I'd love to talk to you about any legal matter.
Yeah, and you can hit me up on Twitter, and I'll put you in touch with him, too. 713-626-8900. Need a lawyer? Better dial my man, Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Couple things. The apparently, when Alex Morgan scored her goal today, she celebrated by pretending to sip tea. And England people thought that that was disrespectful.
Dude.
When did we become such meows?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Everything's disrespectful. Everything's offensive. Oh, my God. Come on.
Listen.
You people drink tea over there, okay?
I'm a big believer. When you got a chance to ride on hose, you ride. I mean, when you are in the driver's seat, you have your fun. Because you know what's not fun? You getting your ass kicked and having people ride on your ass. That's no fun. So you're going to have to take it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're winning, there's something to sportsmanship and things like that, but since when is there not celebrations? I mean, God, you should freaking celebrate when you score a goal in soccer because it happens like once a day, all right?
It happened 3 times today. Stop.
Okay. It doesn't happen often enough that you shouldn't act like it's not a big deal. And it's the same with like these home runs. Guys want to watch their home runs. Watch your home runs. You want to pump your fist when you strike out the side? Pump your fist. Get over it. Quit being so soft, everybody. And apparently, like,
if you don't like it, take her legs out on the next time she gets a ball.
The French chicks were so mad at the American girls and thought they were so cocky that they were actually cheering for England. And apparently that's like the biggest rivalry is France versus England. And they were cheering for each other because they're hating on America so bad right now.
Aw.
So what happens now? Is
they play either Sweden or the Netherlands, I think, for the championship this weekend.
Oh, man.
You gonna
watch?
Well, there's this really hot chick for Sweden that I like.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll be watching.
All right.
Yeah. Future ex-wife.
Alan makes a good point that the only reason Trump even responded to Megan Rapinoe is because... John Granato's got me saying Rapinoe.
Rapinoe.
John Granato's got me all messed up on that chick's name. Is because she was a kneeler during the anthem. And now, of course...
Sad kneeler.
I'll be honest. I mean, Colin Kaepernick still dictating what Nike does is a little bit old to me. Like, Colin Kaepernick he's not even a football player anymore. He's just this guy. And listen, I'm all for... Guys want to kneel during the anthem. That's not my thing, but if you want to do it, I mean, that's what freedom's about. You kneel. But now it's going to, like, I mean, they had some American flag shoes made.
Yeah, with the original 13 colonies.
Yeah.
And apparently that's offensive.
I don't know what was offensive about it.
Because there was slavery then.
Well, yeah. That was then. It's not like they put the Confederate flag on the shoes. That would be different.
Yeah, that'd be a little bit.
That's
different.
A bad look.
I think now we're just reaching for stuff to I think they're doing it to get attention for Nike.
Maybe so.
Because really,
but now Ted Cruz isn't going to buy Nikes.
Can you imagine Ted Cruz even wearing Nikes?
Of course not. Ted Cruz wears Asics, 100%. He wears Asics.
I think he probably wears the kind of tennis shoes that the old ladies do in the mall walking.
He might have some really thick-soled New Balance, but I think it's mostly Asics.
Yeah, I think the whole thing's for attention, which is why I was kind of reluctant to even bring it up today.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big story today, though.
It is, but, I mean, should it be?
No, but it's all, I mean, how many times has Colin Kaepernick should have been a big story, but he always is?
Yeah, crickets. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I had one more point to make, and now I've forgotten it because I'm old. But I think in this case, they're doing it because, well, I don't know. I'm not a sneaker guy. I wouldn't buy the shoes anyway. It's not really something
I
would
do. Yeah, they're not my shoes. But
I'm sure that people are out getting as many as possible. And
then, well, now they're worth $2,500 a pair.
Oh, God. See, I wish I knew somebody at Nike that would have tipped me off before that so I could have gone and bought like 10 pairs of them and made a nice little profit. Come on, Nike, help us out. You want me to say nice things about you? Just tip me off when you're going to do something like this.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me know when stuff's going to get done.
Well, I'll go buy a bunch of them and then profit off of it. And then we'll say nice things about you on air. Now I'm not going to. So there. Because I wear my Reeboks. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And it's the one thing that I will bring up to finish off on the women's soccer team. This is the time of, well, once every 4 years, basically, and I guess the Olympics too. This is the time to bring up the pay stuff with them, because this is when they're relevant.
Yeah.
Next week,
no, I get it.
They're going in that box with the Rockets is not relevant.
No, I get that.
So I think,
well, maybe not next week, because next week they could be celebrating a championship. So next week they may be on Jimmy Fallon and stuff like that
for like two days, and then and then they go back into the irrelevance box. So, yeah, I'm all for them pushing for that now, but
I just thought it was lame of Sue Bird to try to push her agenda,
absolutely,
while talking and, you know, and acting like they're somehow equal things, because they're really not.
And let's be honest,
there's a lot of money being made off this thing going on right now.
Well, to use a Jim Rome term, she's gravy training off her girlfriend here.
Yeah,
is what she's doing. I mean, does Sue Bird have, I guess we need to do the Twitter thing to find out, does Sue Bird have the kind of following that Megan Rapinoe does?
Ooh, I mean, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, there we go.
Sue Bird, 89.5.
It's pretty good for a women's basketball player.
Well, not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, just based off this last couple weeks, Megan's got to have more.
Yeah, I bet she's
616,000.
Yeah, so that would be gravy training.
Yeah. So, more followers. Sue Bird or Superhuman, 1, 2, 3, 4. He's got 49K.
Oh, that's going to...
I've been watching him every day looking for
really?
New stuff from him. Have you watched it at all?
I've watched a little bit of it, yeah.
Oh, it's the best. If you don't follow this guy... And you know what? He follows Lance Zierlein. Superhuman does. And much like our boy Trey, he is a juggalo. He shouts out to the juggalos and juggalettes every time he does a stunt.
Well, what is his actual thing again?
It's Superhuman with two M's, 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah. So it's like super humming.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Because there's another superhuman out there and you don't want the people to go.
No, this is superhuman spelled incorrectly. Intentional or not, I don't know, and it's hard to tell with this guy. But if you haven't watched these videos, he does somewhere, he does like a WWE style, like a top rope jump move,
yeah,
onto different items. His first video, the video that really broke him open, was an old microwave. Elbow drop onto a microwave.
Didn't go well.
It did not go well for him, but to his credit, and I think he does like several of these in one day because he's always wearing the same clothes. And then his next stunt was a front flip onto thumbtacks and cut up soda cans. I mean, these are dangerous items. He does it into barbed wire.
Don't do this at home, kids.
And then eventually he does a front flip into a wheelbarrow full of Legos and toy cars, and then he jumps off of stairs barefoot onto a pile of Legos and toy cars, which has got to just be excruciating. And then he goes through a phase where he is drinking hot sauce and then running into things like walls and trash cans or jumping into a dumpster. And he does a front flip into a pile of tree branches, and he drives his scooter into a bush. I mean, he does a lot of different things, but I'll be honest. If you watch one, you're going to end up watching
there's,
all
there's
of them.
There's definitely a rabbit hole there. Yes.
I've watched every single video, and my biggest complaint is whoever his number two is, whoever the guy is filming, cuts away too soon. Because, I mean, there's a lot of pain and writhing after the fact, but sometimes he just, like, he cuts that short when really that's like...
That's your favorite part.
That's what you want to see.
That's what you want to see.
You want to hear the moaning and the pain.
That's because that's just like the grape stomping woman. You want to see the injury and the response afterwards.
Because that's what's funny. I mean, let's face it. People getting hurt, it's a tale as old as time, Fred. That's what makes people laugh. People getting hurt.
I don't know how old these videos are, but apparently he was on Tosh.0 back in 2016. So these might be old videos from a while back.
Well, they're new to us.
They're new to me.
Yeah.
So. And...
He might be making new videos. That's what these might be.
But. Well, he says, welcome to SH Studios, which I'm guessing is Superhuman. Age 20, actor/stuntman, was on a TV show called Tosh.0, Snapchat, Superhuman1234. Superhuman shirts are now available. This guy's capitalizing on his success.
Yeah, he should. He should. And you know what? If he's more popular than the WNBA... He should make more money.
His first social media post, his first Twitter video was June 21st, and he's up to 49,000 followers.
Wow.
Someone tells me he's going to pass Sue Bird pretty soon.
Well, he's got me, so there's one. Yep. Kelly in Clear Lake says, you can't go with Reebok, Fred. That was originally an English company. Wouldn't want to be considered a Benedict Arnold now, would you? Yeah, but I like the shoes. And there's not any controversy with them.
No.
So... Actually, this might be the first pair of Reeboks I've ever bought. I just happened to, you know, of course, I waited until my dog quit chewing shoes because she chewed up my other ones. And I went in and bought some, and I happened to like these and try them out, and they're good. So,
unfortunately, the T-shirt that I would want, the shirt that has a picture of him elbow dropping the microwave, is sold out.
Yeah. Well, make more.
It was only $28. Which would have been a real bargain, honestly. He does have another one, but I don't like it as much. It's him, like, bloody and wrapped up in barbed wire. I just like the one of him with his shirt off in cargo shorts, elbow dropping a microwave.
See, people still think I'm a horrible human being because I still, my favorite video of all time on YouTube is Why You Don't Juggle Bowling Balls. And if you've never seen that, and you like seeing little kids get hit by bowling balls, go check it out.
Yeah, I like that.
Apparently, I think I've been told by multiple people that the kid was okay, but then I've also been told that the kid was like really beat up. Yeah. But it was funny.
They need to put nets up.
Bowling
alleys.
You shouldn't. Well, it's on YouTube. Why You Don't Juggle Bowling Balls? It's simple enough.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. Listen, if you own your home and you want to save some money, TGS Insurance has come up with a way to do it. 15 seconds. That's all it'll take. Here's what you do. You text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. They're going to give you a firm quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And the savings, the company, it is legit. They've got a nearly perfect online rating. The average customer this year is saving over $870. If you could use $870, check them out. It's so simple. Once again, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving today.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, if you haven't checked out sportsmap.com, please do. Terrific website. Lots of great stuff on there today. Tomorrow we'll have my... I decided to go ahead and write something about my experience at the World Series of Poker since the main event starts tomorrow.
All right.
So we'll use that. So if you are curious about that, that'll be up in the morning. If you're curious about Ken Hoffman and why he is no longer involved with the hot dog eating contest after last year's controversy, that's on the site now. Matt Harab has the biggest takeaways from NBA
controversy.
Yeah, there was a, he can't count. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Jermaine has his column on Daryl Morey. And we've got the soccer report, which draws right into soccer matters with Glenn Davis tonight, 7 o'clock.
I'm sure he's got some stuff to say about this.
You think? Well, and there's a lot going on now because besides the women, you got the men in the Gold Cup, which, all right, maybe this is sexism of me. I've been more interested in watching the men's games in the Gold Cup than the women in the World Cup, although I have watched both.
U.S. is playing in the Gold Cup?
Yes.
Are they still in?
Yes. They play Jamaica next, and Mexico plays Haiti, and then the two winners face off.
What is the Gold Cup?
It's like the all the countries.
The off-season World Cup?
The CONCACAF. Yeah, it's sort of like that. It's this region's tournament for countries. It's not a big deal.
Is this the one they lost in a couple years ago and didn't make it to the World Cup?
No. That was World Cup qualifying.
Oh, okay.
But they're playing the same countries.
Okay.
So they're in the Final Four, U.S. is.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and Mexico's supposed to win, so it's probably going to be... This is where we need Glenn, but Glenn's out of town doing important work.
Yeah.
But I admit, I have been watching both, and because the women have been on during the day, and I'm at home working from home and watching some of that, but I have...
I'll admit I've watched neither.
Okay.
Admittedly.
It doesn't surprise me. But there's stuff on that on SportsMap, too. Go check that out. Over 1 million page views last month.
Sportsmiths.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Man, I got a bunch of... Can I just throw this out there? ESPN is trying so hard to push this Kawhi to the Lakers thing. It's so... I mean, every single show is, oh, it looks like it's going to happen. It looks like it's going to happen. I mean, I know they love the Lakers, but my Tebow, it's obnoxious.
Yeah, it is a little much. I mean, I'm ready for, I mean, I feel like they should know by now. Is that ridiculous of me to think that by the time the free agency opens up, everybody should just know where they're going?
Yeah, although Kawhi's kind of a different cat.
Yeah.
And he's never experienced this, so I could see him, wanting to be wooed a little bit and going and visiting and seeing what all's there and then making up his mind. I mean, the ESPN Twitter feeds, everything. They're just begging for him to go there. It's like, come on, guys. And it's like the topic of every show now. So I am not going to speculate until he actually signs.
Yeah, I don't care until he signs.
Yeah. Some good news on your guy, Deontay Foreman.
Okay.
Apparently he is, quote, light years ahead of last year.
Wouldn't it be concerning if he was behind last year?
Really walk this time last year? He couldn't run this time last year. He should be light years ahead, right?
Yeah.
Down to 230 pounds. He's leaner and more explosive.
Meaner?
Leaner.
But also meaner?
I don't know.
Don't those two go together?
I don't know.
When you get lean,
you're supposed
to be
a lean, mean fighting machine, but
yeah.
I just kind of need him to be a lean running machine. He didn't need to be mean.
I mean, preferably. Not mean to his teammates, but mean to the other team. Not the fans, but his opponents.
I guess if breaking off 60-yard runs is mean, does that count as mean, then okay.
I mean, apparently sipping a pretend cup of tea after you score a soccer goal is mean. So everything's mean now, Fred.
Yeah.
You know what's not mean? Miles Straw in the lineup again.
Oh, you're happy about that.
I love it.
Well, National League City, so.
Yeah, who needs this Yordan character? Keep Miles Straw in the lineup.
Because you picked him up on your fantasy team.
Yeah, it is. And he steals bases sometimes. You know who never does? Yordan.
You know who's not on your team?
Who?
Yordan.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, and they had to call up a pitcher tonight that...
I never even heard of him.
He was doing okay at AAA, which apparently that's a band box, so people are putting up big numbers. But I don't know enough about him. I guess we'll find out tonight. And they throw him out there.
Urquidy.
I think that's how you pronounce it. I do not know. I will find out tonight when I watch the broadcast.
Urquiding me that this guy's a professional baseball player.
I see what you did there. Save that one for stupid stuff.
Man, I'll be honest. You know how we've talked about the Astros lineup and how stout it looks at times?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight you look at it and it's like,
C-.
Altuve, Bregman, Brantley. That's your first three.
Okay, that's fine.
Strong.
That's fine.
Gurriel, Reddick, Chirinos.
Ooh.
Straw, Urquidy. Yeah. Oh, Springer, Altuve, Bregman, Brantley.
Okay, yeah. So your first four are fine, and then
Gurriel, Reddick, Chirinos, Straw, Urquidy.
Hey,
loses some of its oomph, doesn't it?
Yeah. How soon are you going to watch the new Spider-Man movie? How stoked are you for that? It's like out this weekend.
What?
Yeah.
I think it dropped today.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday?
Yeah, because of the holiday. I think they wanted it to be out there for people to go see it.
Man, I haven't gone to see it. I haven't thought about going to see it. I mean, I probably will. I'll probably see it the first weekend because my kids will drag me to that.
Zero Fold says it's your kitty, heard Hinch say it this morning. Okay, so I'm going to... I'm going to trust your kitty until I hear
it. I'm just going to say, you're kidding me every time the guy gives up a home run tonight.
Well, it's in Colorado.
Yeah, so it's going to happen.
I would say the over-under on home runs, I'm going to set it at 2.
Okay. Just off your kitty?
Just off your kitty.
Okay, that's probably a good number.
That is a good number.
I was going to go over, but how long are they really going to let that guy pitch?
So, Aaron, are you running out of gas yet?
No, I'm doing good.
I heard you producing the show before this.
I'm good. I've got a monster here. I'm ready to roll. I had coffee right before I started that show. I'm good.
Okay. Fueled by caffeine
and cocaine.
I got up and mowed the lawn this morning.
What?
I had to do it. It was about to rain.
Is that a euphemism or?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was out in 100 and something degrees mowing the lawn.
Mm. You mow your own lawn?
I don't have to because we don't really have a...
You have a patch of grass, though, right?
Yeah, but we have...
The homeowner's thing?
Part of the HOA is that they do all the landscaping.
That's nice.
So I don't have to mess with it, which is pretty cool. But I would, if I had my own yard, I would take care of it myself, probably. Mm. But I
used to, but...
It's so much easier to just pay somebody to do it.
It really is.
But, yeah, I haven't...
You know what the most difficult thing about paying someone to do it is? Remembering to have cash when they show up.
Yeah.
I never have cash. But my guy was like, oh, just pay me next time. And so next time I'll pay him extra.
I found lately, well, I know we need to go to break, but I've run into about 3 or 4 situations where I actually needed cash.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting more and more common. And I hate carrying it because my main thing is it's really easy to tell a homeless guy, I'm sorry, I don't carry cash.
Yeah.
Because I get accosted 15 times if I go somewhere. And so I'm going to, you know, that way I don't have to lie. I don't have cash. But.
Because you'd feel guilty lying to a hobo?
Yeah, I like to tell the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like to lie.
You lie to me all the time?
Not really.
All the time.
I mislead you sometimes, but...
Okay, maybe that's what it is. But, all right, you know who doesn't lie to you? Triangle Energy. They shoot you straight, man. And they're going to leave a little bit of cash in your pocket. Oh, we just worked that all right back into that. That's amazing what I just did. Guys, Triangle's bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days, and they're giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for an entire year. You sign up for any power to win electricity plan, you're going to get 2 Dynamo game tickets, 2 t-shirts, and be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. Then every time the Dynamo go out and win a home game, Triangle Energy is going to draw a lucky fan or customer to win a year of free electricity. You can enter to win by texting the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriEagleEnergy.com to learn more. That's text POWER to 77177 or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064.